On the afternoon of Saturday, October 24th, 1992, in Tucson, Arizona, a woman collecting cans made a horrifying discovery in an alley dumpster. A pair of severed human arms were protruding from black garbage bags. The arms were later identified as belonging to 19-year-old Diana Vicari, a college student who had been reported missing that very same day by her mother. After 3 decades, 1 conviction, and 1 exoneration, police are no closer to finding Diana's remains or figuring out who killed her.
It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
Hey MU crew, it's Melissa, and I want to welcome you to MU Minis, where every Friday we cover big crimes in a fraction of the time. But don't worry, our full-length deep dives still drop every Tuesday. Be sure to hit subscribe and follow so you don't miss them. Now let's get into this week's mini. Diana Dawn Vicari was born on August 10th, 1973, to parents Thomas and Kathy, and was one of 4 children, having 2 sisters and 1 brother. Growing up, Diana was a gifted pianist and had dreams of becoming a marine biologist. At the time of her death, she was attending college and holding down 2 part-time jobs. Diana was known as kind and generous, the type of girl who would go above and beyond to help out a friend. She was also incredibly trusting and always managed to find the good in everyone. On the night of Thursday, October 22, 1992, Diana had attended one of her college courses, which ended around 9:30 p.m. After dropping a classmate off at their home, she then stopped at her apartment to change her shoes before going back out. After that quick stop, she was seen at a bar called the New Orleans Lounge. Sources say Diana was only there for a few moments before driving to her ultimate destination, attending an event called Moshtoberfest at the Tucson Convention Center. After the concert ended, Diana was seen driving her car in the convention center parking lot, with the Arizona Daily Star newspaper claiming that she was asking people in the parking lot about any parties happening later that night. That was believed to be the last confirmed sighting we have of Diana. Her car was found a few days later on Monday, October 26th, located about 10 to 15 minutes north of the convention center, parked on the 1200 block of West La Osa Street. It is unknown why or how her car ended up there, although it was parked not far from a home that had hosted a large party the night of the concert. Diana's family wasn't immediately alarmed when they didn't hear from her on Friday, October 23rd, but by Saturday the 24th, the lack of communication became very worrisome, especially to Diana's mother, who was the one to report her missing to authorities that afternoon. This missing persons report came in at just about the same time that a woman collecting cans made the disturbing and grisly discovery of 2 bloodied human arms sticking out of trash bags in the dumpster. Police were baffled at who could have committed this heinous crime, and sadly, Diana's case would go cold until an arrest was made in August of 1997. A convicted rapist named Lemuel Priam was charged with Diana's murder. Priam was no stranger to law enforcement, as he had a disgusting habit of sexually assaulting minors. At the time of his arrest in connection with Diana, Priam was already serving prison time for attacking and beating his father with a baseball bat. In January of 1999, Priam was found guilty in the murder of Diana Vicari and sentenced to death. Many people believed justice had been served. That is, until 2003, when the Arizona Supreme Court threw out Priam's conviction and he was exonerated. This decision was based largely on the fact that his defense team had not been permitted to discuss other possible suspects during the original trial. Specifically, another monster lurking in the Tucson area, a man who was labeled a person of interest, John Mazur. Mazur was a co-worker of Diana's at one of the restaurants she worked at, and he also worked at the New Orleans Lounge Bar where Diana had stopped at earlier in the night she went missing. Like Priam, Mazur was also dangerous, as he had allegedly attempted to sexually assault a co-worker shortly before Diana's murder, and court records discuss an altercation he had had with a woman where he not only attacked her, but he allegedly bit her nose. It should also be noted that court records mention the morning after Diana disappeared, Mazur showed up at work but was so disoriented and disheveled that he was fired. As if Prion and Mazur weren't already terrible enough, we have a third garbage human to discuss. Gregory Scott Hatton, a known drug dealer and user, who was rumored to be an acquaintance of Diana's and possibly friendly with Mazur, he's also been linked to Diana's murder. Hatton is currently serving time as he and his girlfriend, Angela Lehman, brutally and horrifically sexually and physically abused Angela's 8-month-old baby in one of the most extreme child abuse cases Arizona had ever seen. The prosecutor on that case was even quoted as saying, "I have never, ever seen a child, dead or alive, who was brutalized the way he was," end quote. That poor child, who barely survived the torture inflicted by Gregory Hatton and Angela Lehman, was left permanently impaired due to the abuse. More than 30 years has passed since Diana Dawn Vicari's life was brutally cut short, and her case remains clouded by unanswered questions. Though multiple suspects have emerged, each with violent pasts, no one has been held fully accountable. Diana was a bright, kind, and trusting young woman with dreams for the future. Her family deserves answers, and Diana deserves justice. If you have any information on Diana's case, please contact the Tucson Police Department at 520-791-4444. That's all for this week's MU Mini. Tune in on Tuesday for our next full-length episode, and until then, stay safe, stay curious, and stay unscripted.